are into fantasy football and you've been looking for a podcast that can take you to the next level, this is the Fourth and Flex Fantasy Football Podcast. Now, here are your hosts, Josh Bendy and Trey Burris.
Welcome to the NFL.
Let's go!
Let's go!
Go!
Fantasy football lovers rejoice! Fourth and Flex is here with your waiver wire ads. Let's go!
Are you ready?
We are back. Welcome back to the Fourth and Flex Fantasy Football Podcast. I'm Bandy. That's Trey. And the time's now, buddy. What's happening?
I just got one thing to say.
Oh, God. Here we go.
Fly, Eagles, fly, oh, baby.
Bro, come on now. Come on. You going to start the show like that?
Got to, man. What a win. What a comeback win.
Whatever. Look, for the record, I picked the Eagles to win that game.
You did.
I didn't want it to happen, but I did pick them to win that game. Just saying.
Got the dub.
Yes, they did, buddy. Yes, they did. But hey, we're here with you for your waiver wire ads for week 12. Man, the season is definitely flying by, Trey. But before we get into those waiver wire ads, let's jump to talk about our friends at Thrive Fantasy. Guys, right now, Thrive Fantasy has got some banging deals for new users, man. Get on there. There's a link down in the description, man. Right now, for new users, you get 0.5 passing yards for Justin Fields. That's free money. Lamar Jackson, 0.5 passing yards also. And for my basketball lovers out there, got some Steph Curry. You know he's going to get at least one point. Guys, check it out. Right now, new users get up to a $250 deposit match by using our promo code 4thandflex, or if you click the link down in the description, it'll get you where you need to be. Check out Thrive Fantasy, and let's win some dough together, Trey.
Let's do it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. But hey, we here. We got your waiver wire ads. Let's go ahead and jump right into these bad boys. Let's start them off with our quarterbacks. Trey, I'm going to pop us off here with Jake Browning. Who is Jake Browning, you ask? He's the guy that's going to be taking over for Joe Burrow. Okay, Joe Burrow out for the season. Jake Browning came in. He's going to be the starter, at least for now. If you're in one of those leagues where you're just kind of needing a quarterback or somebody to hold it down, Jake Browning can help you out. He rushed for 40 yards in the game when he took over. And, you know, he's willing to use his legs. And, you know, that's something we like in a fantasy quarterback.
Yeah, man. You know, he's obviously not going to be a Joe Burrow, but he's got the weapons around him to be competent and readily usable for fantasy. Like I said, it's nothing great, but, you know, with all the quarterbacks going down and you need a fill-in spot, get you some Jake Browning.
Yes, sir.
Moving on to our next quarterback waiver wire ad, it is Matthew Stafford, who is surprisingly only 45% rostered in sleeper leagues. He did have a thumb injury coming off of last week, completed 17 of 31 pass attempts for 190 yards and a touchdown. Grindy win over the Seahawks. But, you know, I know Cooper Kupp's a little banged up. But, you know, when Cooper Kupp and Puka are out there, I mean, Matthew Stafford is throwing darts. And even when Cooper Kupp's not there, Puka is his guy. This team puts up a lot of offensive points, and Matthew Stafford loves airing out the ball. So I think he's not a bad ad for your fantasy team, Bandy.
No, sir, he is not. Matthew Stafford, still, it is surprising that he is literally so low rostered. I know he's had a couple bad games as of late, but like you said, man, Puka's out there doing his thing. I think Matthew Stafford can definitely help out your team.
For sure.
Absolutely. Let's move on to the next quarterback on our list. It's Tim Boyle, another guy you're like, who? Okay, listen, Tim Boyle is better than Zach Wilson. I'm just assuming there because Zach Wilson has been rough, and I just can't believe it's taken him this long to actually replace the guy. But Tim Boyle coming in, and believe it or not, Zach Wilson is actually the third quarterback on the depth chart. Trevor Siemian's getting pulled to be the backup for the Jets. Tim Boyle, we don't know exactly how that's going to go, but I do know that it's got to be better than what Zach Wilson's putting out on the field, Trey.
Exactly, and especially if this late in the season when you're running out of fab budget, you know, if you do that kind of fantasy, you know, grab him now before anyone sees him do anything, because if he actually is an adequate fantasy football quarterback, you know, you're going to have to pay up for him next week. Get him now so that way he's on your bench and you're ready to go if you need him.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That's the way to do it.
Moving on to our last quarterback waiver wire ad, it is Mr. Russell Wilson himself. 5-0 in a stretch with the Broncos. He completed 27 of 35 pass attempts for 259 yards and a touchdown. I'm not saying Russell Wilson's back. All I'm saying is, let's ride.
You stole the words right from me, man. I was about to hit you with a Broncos country, let's ride. Yeah, I mean, the Broncos, it took them a minute. Maybe the Sean Payton's coaching style is kind of making it work. And, I mean, they're beating good teams. It's not just trash teams they're out there playing. They are beating good teams. Five-game win streak. Sounds like a quarterback you want on your team.
Definitely, definitely. And I'm not going to say it's going to look pretty, but it's producing for fantasy, so I'll get it.
Yes, sir. I'm with it. I'm with it. That's the quarterback waiver wire ads for week 12. Let's go ahead and jump to our running backs. Trey, jumping off, popping off on our list, starting off is Zach Charbonnet. Look, Kenneth Walker left the game last week with an oblique injury. They're saying he's not a candidate for IR. However, they're just not sure exactly what is going on with him. So that being said, I'm going to grab me some Zach Charbonnet, because we know this guy can do stuff, man. He caught 6 of 6 targets last week. That's great for your full PPR leagues. And I've just seen this kid truck through people, man. Zach Charbonnet, I think, will be great when he does get the chance to be that number one running back on the team.
Yeah, man. And, you know, just because Kenneth Walker is not a candidate for IR, that doesn't really mean a whole lot, because a lot of teams, you know, especially when it's their go-to guy, they won't put him on IR in hopes that 2, 3, maybe even 4 weeks that he can come back. They're going to keep that window open if they have the opportunity, because if they need him to come back, they're going to have him come back. Once you put him on IR, it's 4 weeks no matter what. Mm-hmm. So this could still be a 4-week injury. We don't know exactly what it looks like. But Zach Charbonnet, I think, is going to be a great fill-in while Kenneth Walker is out.
Yes, sir. I agree.
Moving on to our next running back waiver wire ad, it has got to be Ty Chandler, 48% rostered on Sleeper. You know, Madison did play in this game, but Chandler still rushed 10 times for 73 yards and secured 4 targets for 37 yards. He had 8 fewer carries, but only 8 fewer rushing yards than Alexander Madison. And I know Madison's still a little banged up with the concussion and everything like that. They might be dialing it back on him. But I do think Ty Chandler has established a secure spot on the field in the game.
Absolutely, buddy. Ty Chandler come out. He was doing his thing, man, killing it. I think that's a great ad for the team, Trey.
Moving on to our next waiver wire ad, it is A.J. Dillon.
Yes, it is, Trey. It is A.J. Dillon. Thank you for my intro there, my friend. A.J. Dillon, man. Aaron Jones, man, it's highly unlikely that he's going to play. I know fantasy owners of Aaron Jones are probably sick of this game that they're playing. Trey, you are one of those guys. But Aaron Jones is just not doing it. A.J. Dillon, them thunder thighs, going to come out and kill it for you. He can do it.
Yeah, man, A.J. Dillon's been putting up some pretty good numbers for fantasy. Nothing crazy, but a lot more than he did in the beginning of the year. I've left several points on the bench because of A.J. Dillon, and I'm starting to think I might need to move him into my flex position.
Yeah, yes, sir. Yes, sir. Trey, you moving on to the next guy or what?
Yes, sir. Our next guy on our waiver wire list is D'Ernest Johnson, who is 0% rostered on Sleeper, which means he's 100% available. he had 7 carries for 20 yards and he caught 1 target for 34 yards, which is not a whole lot. But he has 10 carries for 32 yards and 3 catches for 62 yards over the past 2 games. And it pretty much he's taken over the number 2 running back spot over rookie Tank Bigsby. Obviously the Jaguars, you know, they've got their man over there, but D'Ernest Johnson coming in and getting a little work. And if anything happens to ETN, D'Ernest Johnson is going to be that dude.
Absolutely, buddy. D'Ernest Johnson, we've seen him come in on the Browns last year and really start to make some moves. We know this guy can do things. I guess Tank Bigsby really wasn't quite doing it for that team. D'Ernest Johnson coming in, banging guys around. I like it, Trey.
No doubt.
Yes, sir. That is the running back waiver wire ads for week 12. TS popping in over on YouTube telling us Seattle's schedule is looking rough, Trey.
Yeah, man. You know, I get that. You know, I think they got the Niners coming up and things like that. But I still think Charbonnet is going to get enough work to be relevant for your team. And obviously, you know, our waiver wire ads are for people who are desperately looking for players. You know, there's some guys here that are going to be great ads, but there's some guys here when you're looking around, you have nothing left. These are the guys you need to be looking at.
Exactly. Exactly, my friend. TS got a question for us, man. Puka or Kyren flex PPR?
Really great question, man. I really appreciate your question. What I'm going to say to that is that I'm excited about Kyren Williams coming back, but we don't know what that looks like after coming off the IR. We know that Cooper Kupp is day-to-day. He might not play. Last time he was day-to-day, he went on IR. So at this point, I'm leading Puka in that just for the consistency and the safe bet.
I like it. I like it, buddy. Yeah, I'll do that too. I do think Kyren's going to come off and just be great again. I do think they dropped Daryl Henderson, so they're definitely ready for this guy to come back. And I don't think they would have waived Daryl Henderson if they didn't think that what they were looking at in practice was something.
Yeah, man, really sad for Daryl Henderson. I mean, they kept putting him back on the practice squad, just bringing him up to play in the game, you know, rough him up, get him out there. And then they're like, okay, thanks for letting us use you. Now we're dropping you.
No, And he knows that whole organization, too. It's sad. And you know what? He didn't do a terrible job either.
No, he really didn't.
He made it on our waiver wire list
a couple times, I think.
Yo, man, Joe over on Twitch. What's happening, buddy? Hey, our boy needs help here, man. He has three options: Brian Robinson, Jaylen Warren, and Devonta Smith. Who am I starting at running back, and who am I flexing?
I think you have to go Brian Robinson here. I know Antonio Gibson's probably coming back, but Brian Robinson is on fire this year and has been even more on fire as of late. I know Jaylen Warren's doing pretty good, but that's a split backfield over there. And the backfield with Jaylen Warren, you know, they think Najee is more of the guy. I know they put Jaylen Warren ahead in the depth chart, but it's still looking like a 50-50 split. To me, Brian Robinson, Antonio Gibson is more like Antonio Gibson gets more of the passes and Brian Robinson gets the runs. And when Brian Robinson goes, he goes off, man. So I like Brian Robinson as your running back. And then I would honestly flex Devonta Smith. I know he's had a rough start this year, but it looked really great last night. And I think that's going to continue down the stretch.
Yeah, and he has a great fantasy playoff schedule too. Something to keep in mind. Brian Robinson, bro. I mean, what, running back 4 on the year, I believe, in full PPR leagues?
Yeah, man, it's crazy.
Yeah, it is. I do like Jaylen Warren as the flex, though. I mean, he is just hitting his stride, man, running for over 100 yards last week, and that's with Najee there. So I think the team is recognizing that there is some magic there in Jaylen Warren. So I'm going to go Brian Robinson, Jaylen Warren. But I respect the Devonta Smith, and I could see it working either way, you know?
Yes, sir.
TS says, thanks, guys. Our other running backs are Mixon and Swift. Probably won't play Kyren over them anyway. So
Yeah, I agree with you there.
Mm-hmm. Going with you, buddy. Go with it. But, hey, we got some wide receiver waiver wire ads to get into. So let's go ahead and pop it off right now with a guy over in Arizona, Greg Dortch. Again, like Trey said, some of these guys are going to be some desperate or deep league grabs to help out your team. You know, Kyler Murray's back and he's liking him some Greg Dortch. Guys returning kickoffs too, if that is something that helps in your leagues. I know in a lot of leagues I play in, they do count those yards. He went 6 catches for 76 yards. He led the Cardinals in receptions. And I mean, he's looking good out there, Trey.
Yeah, man, last year Greg Dortch and Kyler Murray had that connection. Kyler Murray's back and Dortch is back. So light that torch and get Greg Dortch, baby.
Woo, woo. I like it. I like it.
Moving on to our next wide receiver waiver wire ad. It is a guy that our friend Bandy over here doesn't care much for, but he's been getting some catches, so we got to talk about him. That is Odell Beckham Jr., if he can stay healthy. He ended the contest with 4 receptions for 116 yards. He did have a shoulder injury, but it looks like he avoided a serious injury. He's had 10 receptions now in 3 games with quite a bit of yards. I mean, they're looking for him deep down the field, and he's not a bad feeling if you need a flex.
Yeah, it pains me to think that Odell could be an option for our teams here. It just worries me now that we have officially put him on the waiver wire list. Does that mean it's that time for him to, get knocked off like he does every part of the year? I hope that doesn't happen. I like Odell for the most part, when he's out there doing his thing. But it's just scary, Trey.
I feel you, man. I feel you. But, I mean, he's only 41% rostered on sleepers. So, if he's out there and you need a desperation wide receiver flex, get you some Odell Beckham Jr.
Oh, God, I hate to hear you say it, buddy. Hey, let's move on to the next guy on our list. Somebody who you watched yesterday do his thing, and that is Justin Watson. Yeah, bro. I mean, it kind of came out of nowhere. This guy's 2% rostered in sleeper leagues. 11 targets last night, 1 touchdown. Mahomes loves this guy, man. I mean, I don't know if it's because everybody else was getting the coverage or just because of his options being so low on his receivers there. But Justin Watson, man, he was coming out and making guys getting open, man, and doing his thing, Trey.
Yeah, man, Justin Watson, the way I see it here is, the Chiefs are the team with the most drop balls this year. Mm-hmm. And I get it, Mahomes throws up more balls than most people, but they're tired of people dropping balls, so they're looking at all options. And Justin Watson seemed to be the guy in practice that was catching the ball, so Mahomes was like, hey, man, I'm giving him the opportunity, and he took it and ran with it. So I like Justin Watson as an ad. I think it's going to continue.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I hope so. Justin Watson coming from Tampa Bay, I might add, man. Justin Watson, love to see this guy do his thing.
You love when somebody comes from Tampa Bay and does good, don't you?
Yes, sir. Yes, I do.
Moving on to our last wide receiver waiver wire ad. And this dude has been on the waiver wire show before, but he's still only 21% rostered on sleeper. So if you haven't grabbed him, you need to now. That is Khalil Shakir for the Bills. He caught 3 of 4 targets for 115 yards and a touchdown. I mean, Stephon Diggs didn't do nothing in this game. Khalil Shakir, I've seen people come out and say that Khalil Shakir is taking over Stephon Diggs' role. I don't think that is the case, but I do think Khalil Shakir is going to get up some fantasy points for you week to week.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I don't know about taking over Diggs' spot, but Khalil Shakir is definitely killing it out there, man. He's running crisp routes. He's getting open. Josh Allen don't care, man. Josh Allen's going to throw it to the guy who's open, and that's what a good quarterback does, Trey.
Exactly, exactly.
But yes, wide receiver waiver wire ads for week 12. We had some bangers in there. Let's go ahead and move on to the tight ends, giving the big fellas a little love this week. And let's go ahead and move to my first guy. It is Isaiah Likely. Mark Andrews is likely out for the season. So Isaiah Likely coming in. We saw him last year. We thought it was a coming out party before. I think this is his time, man. Lamar is throwing the ball good right now. They're getting all their guys are getting yards. I think Isaiah Likely is going to come out, get open, and do his thing, Trey.
And that's really what matters, because last year when Lamar was on, Isaiah Likely was on after Andrews went out. And you got to make sure that happens, because if Lamar's not on, Isaiah Likely had some rough games last year, but when they're connecting, they are connecting. Isaiah Likely goes crazy. He was tied in one, I think, 2 or 3 weeks last year. I mean, this dude went off. So if you need a filler tight end and you're running with some guys out there that you're just really struggling with at tight end, Isaiah Likely, I think, is an amazing grab. I'm throwing quite a bit of fab towards Isaiah Likely.
I like it, buddy. I like it.
Moving on to our next tight end waiver wire ad, we've got Tucker Kraft. Who, you ask? Oh, Tucker Kraft, 2% rostered, second string tight end on the Green Bay Packers. Luke Musgrave is currently in the Green Bay hospital due to a pretty serious abdominal injury. He could be placed on IR. Now, Kraft only had 2 targets in this game for 32 yards, but if Musgrave is placed on IR, Kraft is going to come in and take over that role, and he does not look bad out there on the field. Jordan Love loves his tight end, so Tucker Kraft cannot be a worse ad for you.
Yes, sir. Tucker Kraft, man. It's worries me about Musgrave, man, but Tucker Kraft, man, if you get the opportunity to do his thing, man, he could come out and kill it. So go ahead and grab him up. It could be a good streaming option this week.
No doubt.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Moving on to the next guy on the list here. We've got Donald Parham. Now, this was my guy last week over on the Chargers. Last week, 4 catches, 57 yards. A good streaming option if you're one of those people like me who likes to stream their tight ends. Gerald Everett was out last week. There was another tight end who came in and got a little work. I think Donald Parham would be another good streaming option this week, only if Gerald Everett is out.
Yeah, man, I like it a lot. You know, the Chargers offense, regardless if they win the game, they put up a lot of points for fantasy. So, you know, Justin Herbert's like, what, QB3 on the year right now. He's spreading the ball around, and Donald Parham's getting some of it. So I'll take what piece I can get.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Moving on to our last tight end waiver wire ad, it is Josh Oliver, another 0% rostered on Sleeper. You know, Oliver had 4 receptions for 47 yards on 4 targets, including a 3-yard touchdown. I know TJ Hockenson is the number one tight end on this team, but with Joshua Dobbs coming in and spreading the ball around, they're kind of running a little more 2 tight end stretch here. You know, it's giving me like a Jonnu Smith, Kyle Pitts kind of situation, which obviously TJ Hockenson is going to keep doing good and get more. But Josh Oliver is going to come in and get a little work and maybe steal some touchdowns. So if you need a streamer, I like it.
Yeah, I like it too, man. You know, TJ Hockenson, I believe tight end 1 in some full PPR leagues. But Josh Oliver came in and still got enough to be relevant, especially for tight end sake. I think he was 2 on the week. So that's something to look at, man. Josh Oliver, man, could be a good ad for your team.
No doubt.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That is our waiver wire ads for week 12. We got some good ones in there, man. But now it's time for Trey's Top 3D. These are some streaming options for your teams this week.
All right. My first one I got this week is the New Orleans Saints at Atlanta. They were on bye in week 11, so there's a high chance they're available on the waiver wire. They've been pretty serviceable all season, but the main reason to target them is that Arthur Smith has announced his starting QB is Desmond Ridder. We all know that's not good for the Atlanta offense, and New Orleans Saints are going to capitalize on it. My next streaming defense this week is the New England Patriots at the New York Giants. Even though Tommy DeVito had a good game against the Commanders on Sunday, let's not evaluate him into the Hall of Fame just yet. This team has no weapons. They're combined with a quarterback who was sacked 22 times in 4 games. So I like the Patriots to come in and get a couple extra onto that.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And my last top 3D streaming defense this week is the Dolphins at the Jets. Obviously, you know, Tim Boyle coming in, we don't know what it's going to look like just yet, but I do know what Jalen Ramsey looks like out there, and it's getting interceptions. So I'm seeing him get at least 1 in this game, so I like the Dolphins defense.
Okay. Got some good ones there for you. If you're looking, if you're one of those people like us who likes to stream those defenses, there's a couple good options for you for this week. But now it's time for the gag bag. The gag bag is guys that we are done with, dropping them like they're hot. Stay away from my team because we don't want you here. Trey, who you got for us in the gag bag this week?
Man, I can't believe we haven't already put this guy in the gag bag. I guess it's because he's been so irrelevant, we haven't even had to think about him. But the hype of this dude coming into the preseason was outrageous. I mean, this dude was drafted, I think, 1 overall. And that is Mr. Bryce Young, baby. I mean, it has looked terrible. C.J. Stroud has showed that he's the better quarterback in this draft class by far. Bryce Young has done nothing for this team, and they look like the same old Panthers. So, Bryce Young, throw him in the gag bag.
Ouch. Yeah, and drafted 1, Bryce Young, man, we really had such high hopes for you. I mean, that you don't really have a lot of options, I suppose, but, I mean, Adam Thielen's out there running crisp routes. So, Bryce Young, man, if you're trying to show us some, you need to show us a little more, my friend.
No doubt.
All right, moving on to my gag bagger. This is a guy that, you know, he's a rookie, so you really can't get too mad about how he's done this year, but it's Roschon Johnson. Look, he's been actually made our waiver wire list a couple of times, and I got to tell you, man, he's disappointed me each time. I really see a lot in this guy. I really think in the future he will be something good, but that Bears offense and the running back stable that they have is just not enough for this guy to be fantasy relevant. And for that reason, Roschon Johnson, throw him in the gag bag. Yeah, I hate to see it happen, buddy.
Yeah, hate to see it.
Oh, man, that is the gag bag this week. We got a couple extra games for your Thanksgiving coming up. Three games for Thanksgiving. We got a game on a Black Friday game popping off this week. So we're going to get to some Thursday starts and sits. Get you going, my friend. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We got a few games for you this week, so let's go ahead and get it popping with some starts and sits for the first game, and it is the Packers at the Lions.
Over-under for this game is 45 points. Vegas have the Lions picked to win by one. I know the Packers like to make comeback victories, but they ain't going to come back in this one. Give me Detroit all day.
I gotta agree with you, buddy. I'm gonna take the Lions in this game. 8-2, the Detroit Lions. When's the last time we said that?
16 years ago.
Woo! Insane, my friend. Insane. But let's go ahead and jump to some Packers starts in this game, man. I like Jordan Love as a start in this game. I think he will get sacked a few times, so keep that in mind. But Jordan Love, I think, has been kind of stepping up lately. And if you are in one of those deeper leagues or a super flex, I think you could go ahead and start Jordan Love up this week. A.J. Dillon, if he plays, which most likely he's going to play because I don't think Aaron Jones is going to. I like him as a start. Christian Watson, Romeo Doubs, I think you could start both of these guys up against this Lions defense, Trey.
Yeah, man, I can dig it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Go to some Lions starts in this game, man. Jared Goff, David Montgomery, and Jahmyr Gibbs. Both of these guys have been pretty great lately, so I'm starting both of these guys up. Amon-Ra St. Brown, you know you're starting him up, dude. He has been ridiculously on fire lately. And, of course, Sam Laporta. I know Sam Laporta hasn't been as amazing as that kind of that great start that he had, but it's still a good tight end streaming option this week, Trey.
Yeah, man, definitely manageable. You know, if I had Sam Laporta all year, I would not be complaining at all.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. Hey, Mike popping in. Yo, also hitting us with a Weedem, boys.
What up, Mike?
What's happening, man? That's my dude right there. Jason Cooper, America's team, 7-3, boy. To him, America's team is the Dolphins, just for everybody watching right now. So keep that in mind.
Yes, sir.
But yeah, Packers, Lions. I think that's going to be a good one, buddy. I think it's going to be a good one. We got a question, though, real quick. Trey, I'm going to go ahead and pop it up there. Penguin02 says, should I trade Eckler and Waddle for Olave, Kelsey, and Garrett Wilson? His running backs are JT, Eckler, Ford, Pollard. Wide receivers are Chase, T. Higgins, Amari Cooper, Godwin, Waddle, and his tight end is Ingram. What do you think, Trey?
Yeah, man, I actually really like this trade. Austin Eckler, you know, has been a manageable running back, but he's not been near the level that you drafted him, and he's not been near the level that his name brings in a trade. So I think you can like this kind of trade you got going on right here, Eckler and Waddle. Olave, I think, is really going to step it up over the next couple games. Michael Thomas is placed on IR, so that's going to benefit him. Kelsey, obviously, is going to do his thing. And Garrett Wilson, hopefully with Tim Boyle, comes in and has a new surprise wide receiver out there going crazy. So I like the upside of this trade, and especially if you're struggling in your league and you're trying to make the playoffs, I think this is the kind of move you got to make to really turn the tables.
Yeah, no, I like the trade, man. I go for it, bro. Eckler, Waddle for Olave and Kelsey. I mean, and that seems like a fair trade to me for the most part. I mean, it's insane that you're getting somebody to come off of Kelsey, to be honest with you. He must be a Waddle or Eckler fan. You know, that's a lot of these guys, when they're a big fan of a team, they will let go of some prize pieces like that. Kelsey, you know, he has had a game, not a great game here and there, but he's still tight end two on the season. So he's going to produce for you no matter what. So, yeah, I like it.
No doubt.
But let's go ahead and bounce over to the next game. Speaking of Weedem, boys, next up we got the Commanders at the Cowboys.
Over-under for this game is 46 points. Vegas has the Cowboys picked to win by 10.5, and I am so sick of hearing the Cowboys win by 20. Like, I don't get it. They will not win by 20 in this game. I do think they end up pulling off the victory, but I think the Commanders are going to make it close.
I'm going to take the Commanders for the upset, Trey. I really just, the Commanders, they've been playing decent football, man. And we watched them play them already with 1 point and gave them a run for their money, man. I think the Commanders could take this game, Trey. I mean, it's about that time for the Cowboys to show us who they really are, don't you think?
No, and you're right. I forget that the Cowboys tend to choke on Thanksgiving. Actually, that's like a memory in my brain that the Cowboys tend to choke on Thanksgiving. So I'll go with you. I'll go take the Commanders here.
Ooh, for the upset. Let's call it a tradition, the Cowboys choking on Thanksgiving. I like
there
that.
Go. There you go. But let's jump into some Commanders starts. Sam Howell, you got to start this dude up. He's been killing it. Brian Robinson as well is startable. Antonio Gibson is questionable. I do think he will play in this game, and I think he'll be flexible. Okay. I think this is going to be a good game for the running backs, but I still want to start Terry McLaurin in this game. And you can throw out Logan Thomas there. It's nothing amazing, but a dude is putting up double-digit points just about every week. And then you got Curtis Samuel and Jahan Dotson, and I talked about this last week, but the biggest problem is knowing who's going to be the dude. Jahan Dotson was actually the dude last week. I thought it would be Curtis Samuel. Either way, I'm still not starting either one of these guys.
No, I agree, buddy. And then there's a chance that one or both of these guys could do good, but that's not a chance I'm willing to take for my team. Other than that, I love the rest of it, Trey.
Jumping to my Cowboys starts, you got to start Dak Prescott. You got to start Tony Pollard. Okay, he had a good game last week. I think that's going to continue. CeeDee Lamb obviously is on a murder streak on yardage. So get that dude on your team and start him up. Brandon Cooks, I think, is flex worthy. And Jake Ferguson is doing tight end things. You know, Dak Prescott loves his tight end. Jake Ferguson, pretty consistent with touchdowns this year.
Yeah, just it's really crazy, CeeDee and his murder streak that he's got going on over there, man. Yeah,
hey, he is murdering the yardage lines. Okay.
Yeah, I like it, buddy. Yeah, you got that sounds good to me, man. I like all those starts in that game. But let's go ahead and move on to the next game on our list, and that's Thursday night. We got the 49ers at the Seahawks.
Over under for this game is 43.5 points. Vegas has the 49ers picked to win by 6. We've already got one upset on Thanksgiving. How about 2, baby? 2 for the price of 1. Give me Seattle to come in and get the dub.
Ooh, I like it. I like it. A little bit of hotness coming out of Trey tonight. Yeah. I'm going to go 49ers just because, you know, they're the 49ers and that offense has been incredible. Not that I couldn't see the Seahawks giving them a run for their money, but the Niners have just been on fire lately, man. And I just think that continues.
Look, man, Aaron Donald tried to take out Geno Smith this past weekend. Geno Smith is not happy about it. He's ready to come out and show that he is still here and ready to go. He's got a little elbow problem, but he ain't going to let it affect him. Seahawks get the dub.
Hey, speaking of some crazy stuff with the 49ers, man, how about Baker Mayfield hitting that block on Nick Bosa? Did you see that?
I did not,
actually. Yeah, bro, he come in like with some fury, bro, and just hit and got it. Trey Palmer took the edge, man, and Baker went in just ham, bro. I just love the intensity of this guy, Trey.
Of course you do.
I'm just saying, bro. I mean, we need the energy on Tampa Bay, man. I love it.
Yes, sir.
But let's go ahead and jump to some 49ers starts. Basically, everyone on this team you could probably start. But Brock Purdy, start him up. Super flex, most likely. Perfect passer rating last week against my Tampa Bay Buccaneers, too. Just thought I'd throw that little chunk of knowledge out there for everybody. Christian McCaffrey, of course you're starting this guy. Deebo Samuel, start him up. Brandon Ayuk, start him up. And if you're not starting George Kittle, then I don't know what is going on with you.
No doubt, no doubt. There were a couple weeks this year where I was like, should I start George Kittle? But finally, he's gave me that solid, I'm locking him in, starting him the rest of the year, no problem. George Kittle is the man.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is. And you got to do it. You got to do it. Jump to some Seahawks starts here. Throw Geno out there. I like him as a start. He is questionable, but like you said, this dude's going in and going to play. Zach Charbonnet, I think, is going to be worth the start. I don't think Kenneth Walker is going to play, which pains me because I've got a lot of Kenneth Walker shares. He hurt me last week, but not too bad. But go ahead and start up Zach Charbonnet if Kenneth Walker doesn't play. Start up DK Metcalf. Tyler Lockett. Lockett is also questionable, but Tyler Lockett's kind of always questionable, and he always ends up playing. If he plays, start him. If he doesn't play, I like Jackson Smith as a flex, Trey.
Yeah, man, Tyler Lockett's one of those players that I hate in fantasy. I mean, I love the guy. I think he's great on the field. But fantasy-wise, you know, you know you're either going to get a 10-point game or a 30-point game, and you never can tell which one it is. Mm-hmm. A lot of the times it is a 10-point game, but, man, when he hits that 30 and he leads your team in points, you're like, that's why I drafted Tyler Lockett.
Yeah, that boring pick that pays off. I like it.
That's right.
49ers at the Seahawks for your Thanksgiving night. Got some full bellies, maybe making some leftovers at this point. I don't know. Could get crazy while you're watching the Niners at the Seahawks. But let's go ahead and jump to the last game on our list. It's that Black Friday game. We've got the Dolphins at the Jets.
First ever Black Friday game. I am excited. Over-under for this game is 42. Vegas have the Dolphins picked to win by 7, and I think anyone and everyone and their mama is picking the Dolphins to win this game.
Everyone? Are you sure?
Well, outside of Travis Kelce's mom.
Yeah, I mean, I'm going Dolphins too, man. Who knows, man? Maybe old Nick Boyle goes out and just boils the Dolphins in the ocean, right? Because they're Dolphins.
Very possible.
But I'm taking the Dolphins either way.
But jumping into my Dolphins starts, Tua Tagovailoa, you got to start this man up. Raheem Mostert is questionable, but he's always questionable, so start him up. Devon Achane, you know, he come back from IR, had a couple plays, re-injured the same knee, re-aggravated it. He's questionable for this game. I don't think he's going to play. Even if he does, I'm pretty sure most people are not going to start him, and even if I tell you to, because you're terrified it's going to happen again, and I don't blame you. But if both of these guys somehow happen to be out of this game, Jeff Wilson's the next guy up, and I wouldn't be afraid to stream him if needed. Tyreek Hill's hand is hurt, but the only thing it's going to stop him from doing is playing Fortnite. I think he'll play this game. And then Jalen Waddle coming in, you know, I think he's still startable as well.
Absolutely, buddy. I like those starts right there.
Moving on to my Jets starts, Tim Boyle, I think, is a streamer for Superflex. You know, if you just absolutely have nothing, you're devastated. You lost Joe Burrow. Your league is like a lot of my leagues where there's not a single quarterback left on the wire. He can fill you in. And then I think Breece Hall is going to be a great start in this game. And Garrett Wilson also is questionable, but he was questionable last week, and he still had 83% of the snaps, so get him out there. And then Alan Lazard, I kind of like Alan Lazard as a flex this week. I think Tim Boyle coming in, you know, he's not just going to have one guy like Zach Wilson would. And then Tyler Conklin, you know, it didn't look great last week, but it's another one of those guys that in any week he can have 7 to 10 targets, so don't be afraid to stream him.
Yeah, buddy. Yeah, I like it. I like the Lazard coming out, man. And that's a great point. Tim Boyle, we don't know who his guy is going to be. A lot of these guys, they come out, they kind of start to find the guy that they like. They have that connection with, and they know when they break right that they're going to break left real quick. You know what I mean? And so those are the guys they tend to lean towards. Alan Lazard, if he puts it all out on the field, I think he could be a good flex option this week, Trey. So I like it.
No doubt, no doubt. I just want to say real quick, though, for all y'all that watching, you know, this is one of the most important weeks where we talk about moving your Thursday and Friday night game guys into their running back and wide receiver positions. Take them out of your flex just in case an injury or something like that comes along. You want to have a spot available to move a different guy in for Sunday. So make sure you're looking at your lineup and you're getting these guys in the right spots.
Good, great advice, Trey. Giving it to the guys out there. It's what we do. We give fantasy advice, and that is some great fantasy advice for the people out there, Trey. Hey, if you like fantasy advice, then you're in the right place. If you want to find another good place, find it over on our Patreon. We've got Patreon. Join us now, patreon.com/fourthandflex. We're going to help you guys out. There's a lot of original content on there that you're not going to get anywhere else. Check out our Patreon account. Check it down in the description, man. Get in there and join our family. And then there was something I was going to mention, Trey, but I just can't. Just slipped my mind. It slipped my mind. Do you remember?
We got merch.
Yes, we do got some merch. We do be having some merch, my friends. Look at that hoodie right there, bro. That thing is fly, man. Just imagine rolling in, wearing that thing. Like, whoa, bro, where'd you get that from? Got it from right here, Fourth and Flex, baby. Check it out in the description, man. Get you some beautiful things to wear. Maybe a nice coffee cup to drink that coffee from in the morning. Marie Godfrey, good evening, gentlemen.
What up, mama?
Trey's mama popping in to say what's up. I love it. I love it. Trey, any advice for our people out there, man? The playoffs are coming. Anything you got to say to them?
Yeah, I got to say, make sure that you're watching when you go up to the plate to get your seconds at Thanksgiving.
There you go.
Keep your one eye on the football game, watch your players. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Happy Thanksgiving to our people out there, guys. Thank you so much for watching. And we shall see thee on the next one.
Peace out, Girl Scout.
Check out 4thandflex.com, where you can find our YouTube channel, become a subscriber, and you could win free prizes such as signed jerseys and anything in between. That's 4thandflex.com. Follow us on YouTube. Subscribe to your boys. Enjoy the show.